Simon Hey, Kavonas have brachas. Every brach we make, we have to have kavonas. It's very important. If we don't, number one, we're getting into trouble saying Shem Shemayim without kavona, which is an avera. And also, we're losing the idea of the bracha. The Gemara in bracha says, Lo yizrak ha-bracha mipiv. You shouldn't just throw the bracha out of your mouth and just mumble it under your breath. You should say it with kavona, and you should realize that what we gain out of the bracha is an ongoing live keshrut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an appreciation of what we have. If we have birchas hanenim for food, we appreciate this as a gift from Hashem, this food. If we're doing a mitzvah, we appreciate this as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, yichave b'brachas peirush hamilos, you have to have kavona for the translation of the words. Kishayatske shem, when he says the name of Hashem, yichave b'feirush kriyosui, we're talking about the shem yud kevav kevoch ato Hashem. When he says Hashem, so we pronounce it adnus, and he should have kavona for the perish of the way we read it, which is adnus shu adoin hakol, the master of everything. And he should also have kavona b'ksivosai yud kevavke, which implies that not only is the master now of everything, but he also hoya hoyve v'yeh, he always was, is, and will be. He is an eternal God. The Mishabru brings from the Gra that mitzad ikir adin, it's enough to be mechaven adoin hakol. You don't have to have this long kavana. You have to realize he's the master of the universe. Yeah. By creation, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Elikin, Hashem Echad, by those two times he should go out of his way to have the full kavana. Elikim, when a person says a kavana of Elikim, the word Elikim, he should be mechaven Shutakif bal yicholus bal koyches kulam. He's powerful and has the ability to do anything he wants, and he's the source of all the forces in the world. Yeah, I was once by the Rosh Shiva Rav Shteinem in Shlita, and someone asked him for children. They have to have this whole long thing. Takif bal yicholus bal koyches kulam. He said the general idea of is to recognize when we say Elikim, realize Hashem is Almighty. He's not just a little bit more powerful than anything else.